The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Tech Talk July 30th archived show, Guidelights and Gadgets. Skype has improved access. Massachusetts is looking for an AT specialist. AFB's iSun Success podcast has Ellen Keller's archives now online. Missouri Council of the Blind is looking for blind pensioners. There's a settlement that the state owes them money. Recruiting people to participate in a paid user study. Survey of blind and obese kindergarten through high school physical education experiences. And the Worlds of Books meeting is on August 21st. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. An update has been posted to the Tech Talk archives. Tech Talk features Barry Schuer, founder of Guidelights and Gadgets, discussing useful gadgets for blind persons. You can download the file using the link below. http://accessibleworld.org/sites/default/files/tt-07-30-18-barry-schuer-guidelights-and-gadgets.mp3. View description at http://accessibleworld.org/node/2487. Accessible World Team, providing accessible internet resources around the globe. http://accessibleworld.org. From blogs.skype.com, new accessibility improvements now available for Skype. A few months ago, we provided an update on our continued commitment to making Skype accessible. We are very grateful for the feedback you've given us. It continues to be an essential and impactful part of our work. We listened and made changes to make Skype more accessible for everyone. Below are just some of the recent accessibility improvements available in Skype version 8. Improved navigation now makes the app easier to use. Navigation is smoother and takes a more natural left-to-right and top-to-bottom path. Additional information about messages that are sent and received is now displayed. For example, we now announce when messages are sent and when messages you attempt to send have failed. A number of new keyboard shortcuts make it easier to start a chat, answer a call, and navigate within Skype. Visit Skype support for a full list of shortcuts. Accessibility functionality was rolled out across all platforms. Skype version 8 is available on iOS, Android, Mac, Windows, and most recently, iPad. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to upgrade now. Only Skype version 8 will be available after September 1st, 2018. We continually work to improve our technology to ensure it is accessible and empowers every person and every organization to achieve more. Please share your comments and feedback via Microsoft Accessibility User Voice or contact the Disability Answer Desk for real-time support via phone, chat, or ASL video phone. If you are an early adopter and would like to participate in early preview releases, please consider joining the Skype Insider community. A side note from the ACB community, the command to answer or place a call with Skype 8.25 is Control-Shift-P. An official website of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Mass Careers Job Opportunities at massanf.talio.net. Job description, Assistive Technology Program Coordinator, job number 18004, capital D, 8. Description, the Assistive Technology, AT, Program Coordinator will coordinate and monitor contracted assistive technology services for agency clients and consumers and staff, and will provide direct and indirect services related to adaptive equipment, devices, and computer-related adaptive technology. The coordinator will communicate with agency staff regarding client needs for AT devices and services and coordinate the provision of these services by providers. The coordinator coordinator will also provide consultation to staff and providers on latest adaptive technology, conduct training seminars in AT and AT services, and other services offered by the agency to its consumers. The AT coordinator will monitor the provision of services by providers, including contract performance and compliance with program policies and procedures. The AT coordinator will assist in the development of program policies and procedures, including soliciting input from consumers, providers, and other interested parties. About the agency, the Massachusetts Rehabilitation Commission, MRC, promotes equality, empowerment, and independence of individuals with disabilities. These goals are achieved through enhancing and encouraging personal choice and the right to succeed or fail in the pursuit of independence and employment in the community. The MRC provides comprehensive services to people with disabilities that maximize their quality of life and economic self-sufficiency in the community. Pre-offer process. A criminal background check will be completed on the recommended candidate as required by the regulations set forth by the Executive Office of Health and Human Services prior to the candidate being hired. For more information, please visit http://www.mass.gov/HHS/CORI. Education, licensure, and certifications will be verified in accordance with the Human Resources Division's hiring guidelines. Education and license certification information provided by the selected candidates is subject to the Massachusetts Public Records Law and may be published on the Commonwealth's website. For questions regarding this requisition, please contact DCS Central Office Human Resources at 1-800-393-9324. Applicants should submit a cover letter and resume for the Assistive Technology Program Coordinator, requisition number 180004D8. Qualifications. First consideration will be given to those applicants who apply within the first 14 days. Minimum entrance requirements. Applicants must have had at least 4 years of full-time or equivalent part-time professional, administrative, or managerial experience in business administration, business management, or public administration, the major duties of which involved program management, program administration, program coordination, program planning, and/or program analysis, and of which at least 1 year must have been in a supervisory capacity, or any equivalent combination of the required experience and the substitutions below. Substitutions. 1. A bachelor's degree with a major in business administration, business management, or public administration may be substituted for a maximum of 2 years of the required experience. Number 2. A graduate degree with a major in business administration, business management, or public administration may be substituted for a maximum of 3 years of the required A experience. Number 3. A bachelor's or higher degree with a major other than business administration, business management, or public administration may be substituted for a maximum of 1 year of the required experience. Education toward such a degree will be prorated on the basis of the proportion of the requirements actually completed. No substitutions will be permitted for the required B experience. An equal opportunity affirmative action employer, females, minorities, veterans, and persons with disabilities are strongly encouraged to apply. Official title, Program Coordinator Level 3, primary location, United States, Massachusetts, Boston, 600 Washington Street. Job, Administrative Services, Agency, Massachusetts Rehabilitation Commission. Schedule, full-time, day shift, posted July 23, 2018. One opening, salary, $60,096.14 to $87,045.14 annually. If you have diversity, affirmative action, or equal employment opportunity questions, or need a reasonable accommodation, please contact Diversity Officer ADA Coordinator Mary Connolly, 617-204-3736. Bargaining Unit 06-NAGE-Professional Admin, not confidential. The American Foundation of the Blind, AFB, just announced the launch of the Helen Keller Archive. In honor of that, hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy reprise an interview with Helen Silsden, the AFB archivist, about her work and about this rich source of information on the history of visual impairment, women's history, literary history, and American culture. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And the podcast can also be found on Apple iTunes Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio. Now you can even listen to Eyes on Success on your Amazon or Google smart home device by simply saying play Eyes on Success podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Finding out more about the show and get links to past episodes at http://www.eyesonsuccess.net. Find the podcast on iTunes or use the URL, http://www.eyesonsuccess.net/EOS_podcast. Find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, Audio Boom, and subscribe to the announcements only list by sending an email to eyesonsuccess+subscribe@googlegroups.com. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by Envision AI, an iOS app that processes text and images and converts them to useful audio output to help visually impaired people. It can read things like restaurant menus in multiple languages and recognize personal belongings such as wallets or keys. More information and trial available at www.letsenvision.com. For more information, send email to karthik@letsenvision.com. Promote and build awareness of your organization's products, services, or resources with a weekly on-air announcement. Connect with a targeted audience of listeners interested in topics related to vision loss by including a promotional item in the show or on the website. More information can be found at Sponsoring Promotional Items. Listener support. If you enjoy Eyes on Success as we near completion of our sixth year and would like to see it continue, consider joining other listeners who have made a financial contribution to the show by clicking the PayPal button below. This week's show is number 1831, Rocky Mountain Highs and Lows, broadcast August 1st, 2018. Meeting invitation, 2018 Falls Prevention Awareness Day webinar, http://www.readytalk.com. 2018 Falls Prevention Awareness Day webinar, meeting description. Learn about ideas, tools, new resources, and innovative partnerships to maximize your impact on the 11th annual Falls Prevention Awareness Day. Guest presenters will highlight the impact of medication on falls and strategies and resources to educate professionals, older adults, and caregivers about medication management strategies. https://cc.readytalk.com/r/g6yiau62VSG& EOM. Details, date, August 9th, Thursday, 2018. Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Duration, 1 hour, 30 minutes. Hosted by Chelsea Gilchrist. Presenter information, Kathleen Cameron, MPH, Senior Director, Center for Healthy Aging, National Council on Aging. Chelsea Gilchrist, MGS, Senior Program Manager, Center for Healthy Aging, National Council on Aging. Robin Lee, Team Lead, Home and Recreational Injury Prevention, CDC/NCIPC/Division of Unintentional Injury Prevention/Home, Recreation, and Transportation Branch. Missouri Council of the Blind to hold blind pension settlement workshops throughout the state, posted July 27, 2018. During the months of August and September, the Missouri Council of the Blind and the St. Louis University School of Law will sponsor a series of workshops for recipients of blind pension and supplemental aid to the blind who may be owed reimbursement by the state. Close relatives may also wish to attend. Attorneys and representatives from the Missouri Council of the Blind and all present at these workshops to provide information information and assist individuals in filling out any necessary paperwork for a claim. The claims process has proven very complex in certain situations and difficult for many to understand, says Christopher Gray, Executive Director, Missouri Council of the Blind. In these workshops, we will provide all the necessary details and assist blind individuals with all of the required paperwork. These seminars are provided at no charge. We strongly encourage any blind person or the next of kin of a deceased blind person to attend one of these helpful workshops. Please see the following schedule of workshops, times, and places. Thursday, August 16, 2018, 4 to 7 p.m., St. Louis University School of Law, 100 North Tucker, Room 116, St. Louis, Missouri, 63101. Chris Gray, 314-832-7172. Monday, August 20th, 2018, 4 to 7 p.m., Concordia Lutheran Church Gymnasium, 836 Park Avenue, Sikeston, Missouri, 63801. Wanda Matlock, 573-379-3880. Tuesday, August 21st, 2018, 4 to 7 p.m., St. Charles Community Library, Spencer Road, Branch Community Commons, Barnes Jewish Event Room, number 243, 427 Spencer Road, St. Peters, Missouri, 63376. Beverly Cascadon, 636-561-6947. Monday, August 27th, 2018, 4 to 7 p.m., Southwest Center for Independent Living, SCIL, 2864 South Nettleton Avenue, Springfield, Missouri, 65807. Karen, 800-676-7245. Tuesday, August 28th, 2018, 4 to 7 p.m., Independent Living Center, Incorporated, 2639 East 34th Street, Joplin, Missouri, 64804. Chip Haley, 417-659-8086. Thursday, August 30th, 2018, 4 to 7 p.m., Services for Independent Living, 1401 Halfman Place, Columbia, Missouri, 65201. Leslie Anderson, 573-874-1646. To be determined, September 5th, 6th, or 7th, 4 to 7 p.m., Alpha Point, 7501 Prospect Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64132. Presented by Clay Berry, 816-421-5848. The Missouri Council of the Blind is the largest organization of blind people in Missouri, representing about 700 blind individuals. It is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, and comprised of 23 local affiliated organizations. Thanks, Daryl Vickers, President, Adaptive Technology, Incorporated. Please visit me and my friends at Woodworking for the Blind, http://www.4b.org. Recruitment for upcoming paid study. My name is Kay, and I work for a company that specializes in software testing. We are currently recruiting participants for some paid usability studies for one of our clients. We are specifically looking for individuals who are blind, legally blind, or vision impaired, and have a background in either developing computer software or working in a related industry. In addition, they should be currently using some type of screen reading software, such as JAWS, Narrator, or NVDA. The studies will be conducted by us and will take 2 to 3 hours. If you are interested in participating, please complete the form below. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to contact us. Link to the form, https://goo.gl/forms/capital D capital X EI capital X 9 V capital F Z capital K 4 capital P capital I IU 83. Thank you, Kay Strickland. Test engineer. Email Kay at kstrickland@applausemail.com. Posted July 26th, participants needed for research study on impact of overweight status and visual impairment on the physical education experience in K-12. The below research participant solicitation is being provided for informational purposes only. The National Federation of the Blind has no involvement in this research, but we believe that it may contribute to our research mission. Dear NFB members, we are conducting a study exploring the experiences of individuals with visual impairments who were we're also overweight or obese during physical education. We are looking at how having a visual impairment and being overweight or obese influenced physical education experiences in public schools. To conduct this study, we need the participation of adult-aged individuals with visual impairments. This study will ask participants to complete a 60 to 90-minute interview with the researcher and to communicate via email several times afterwards. We are searching for 12 individuals who are legally blind, 18 to 35 years of age, had a visual impairment during their K-12 experience, and identifies as being overweight or obese during their K-12 experience. All participants who complete the 60 to 90-minute interview will receive a $20 gift card. If you or someone you know is interested in participating in this study, please email Justin Hegele at jhaegele at odu.edu. If you have any questions regarding this study, please contact me. My information is below. Thank you. Justin A. Hegele, Ph.D., Assistant Professor, Old Dominion University. jhaegele at odu.edu. 757-683-5338. And Lou Ann Blake, J.D., Deputy Executive Director, Jernigan Institute. 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. 410-659-9314, extension 2221. Email lblake at nfb.org. National Federation for the Blind. Worlds of Books, which meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, will meet Tuesday, August 20th in the Book Nook Room of AccessibleWorld.org to discuss The Great Alone, DB90090, by Kristen Hanna. This book was to be discussed in our June meeting, but I missed the meeting due to an oversight. We took July off due to conventions, so we're discussing this book again in August. The Book Nook Room can be found at http://conference321.com/masteradmins/room.asp query ID=RS7867A2369E0E. Here is the NLS annotation. The Great Alone, DB90090, https://nlsbard.loc.gov:/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/DB90090. Hannah Kristen. Reading time, 15 hours, 3 minutes. Read by Julia Whelan. Family. 1974. Former Vietnam prisoner of war Ernst Albright moves his family, including wife Cora and 13-year-old daughter Lainey, north to Alaska. While the weather is temperate, the family survives on the generosity of locals. But when winter descends, Ernst's mental health fractures. Unrated commercial audiobook. Copyright 2018. Here is the Bookshare synopsis. Ernst Albright, a former POW, comes home from the Vietnam War a changed and volatile man. When he loses yet another job, he makes an impulsive decision. He will move his family north to Alaska, where they will live off the grid in America's last true frontier. 13-year-old Lainey, a girl coming of age in a tumultuous time, caught in the riptide of her parents' passionate, stormy relationship, dares to hope that a new land will lead to a better future for her family. She's desperate for a place to belong. Her mother, Cora, will do anything and go anywhere for the man she loves, even if it means following him into the unknown. At first, Alaska seems to be the answer to their prayers. In a wild, remote corner of the state, they find a fiercely independent community of strong men and even stronger women. The long sunlit days and the generosity of the locals make up for the Albright's lack of preparation and dwindling resources. But as winter approaches and darkness descends on Alaska, Ernst's fragile mental state deteriorates and the family begins to fracture. Soon, the perils outside pale in comparison to the threats from within. In their small cabin, covered in snow, blanketed in 18 hours of night, Lainey and her mother learn the terrible truth. They are on their own. In the wild, there is no one to save them but themselves. In this unforgettable portrait of human frailty and resilience, Kristen Hanna reveals the indomitable character of the modern American pioneer and the spirit of a vanishing Alaska, a place of incomparable beauty and danger. The Great Alone is a daring, beautiful, stay-up-all-night story about love and loss, the fight for survival, and the wilderness that lives in both man and nature. A New York Times bestseller. Copyright 2018. ISBN number 13:978031257720, published by St. Martin's Press. Mickey Prahin and I will be moderating, and please join us for this discussion. All are welcome. Co-hosts, Mickey Prahin, MickeyPrahin at gmail.com. Alan Lemley, WALEMLY at gmail.com. About 15 minutes before start time, go to the Book Nook Room on Accessible World using the following link. http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RS7867A2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Enter your first and last names on the sign-in screen. If you are a first-time user of the Talking Communities online conferencing software, there is a small safe software program that you need to download and then run. A link to the software is available on every entry screen to the Accessible World Rooms. Accessible World contacts Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, Accessible World, 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Web, www.helpinghands4theblind.org. Steve Hoffman, President, Talking Communities. Email steve@talkingcommunities.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Alan Lemley. New from MysticAccess.com, events. Introducing Mystic Access events, informative, fun, and available from wherever you are. In our informative and enjoyable events, you can expect to discover valuable information on a variety of assistive technology topics, as well as other practical tips which you can utilize on a regular basis to enrich and simplify your work and life online and offline. Learn relevant information from a blindness perspective. We won't be telling you to press the red button or to wait until the light turns blue. We are totally blind professionals who will meet you where you live and help you to progress steadily from that point. Enjoy an interactive and engaging atmosphere with personal examples and humor thrown into the mix. Yes, we screw up too, and yes, we usually laugh about it later. Have the opportunity to ask questions and participate in class discussions. Events are way more interesting and fun when we get to talk with you about what you're experiencing. Be taught by seasoned professionals who have used assistive technology both personally and professionally for decades. Oh, and we also think we're very down-to-earth and a lot of fun. We hope you will too. What are Mystic Access's events about? Topics you can expect to discover more about in our events may include iOS, Android, FireOS, and PC-related info, including maintenance, navigation, and apps and programs that we think you'll find useful. WordPress.org, including tips for creating websites, blogs, accessible and helpful plugins, and more. Getting the full potential out of your assistive technology products. Personal coaching and mindset tips to make using your assistive technology an easier, more pleasurable, and more productive experience. Accessible and innovative products, both hardware and software, that are easy to use and, well, exceedingly cool. From talking vacuums, mops, and televisions to accessible security systems, talking virtual assistants, and more. Lots more. We're always coming up with ideas for interesting and innovative classes, and your input is welcome. Events take place on the Zoom conferencing platform. You may join any of our events via PC, Mac, iOS, Android, FireOS, or via phone. You will be given all relevant joining info prior to each event. All events will be free to attend, and if you can't make an event of interest to you, in most cases a free download of that event will be available within a couple of weeks. Please note that while all events are free to attend, they may be incorporated into paid products at a later date, which will not be offered for free. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.